Blog Talk Radio.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion, like how a single word can make a heart. Can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong.
Connections. We have an awesome, awesome show coming up for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We have a wonderful, wonderful guest on hold. We're going to be starting here in a few minutes. Ms. Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen, is going to be with us, and we'll give you some more details about her tonight. Well, we've got one more song coming up and some announcements in a minute, okay? But I want to, everybody who's listening right now, you need to tweet out and LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter. Put that number out there, 347-843-4559. That's 347-843-4559. And also, too, guess what, guys? The chat room is also open as well on the network. So if you're on the internet, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk, our family network. This is Men Let's Talk. That's blogtalkradio.com/men. Let's talk, ladies and gentlemen. So we'll be back with you guys in a few minutes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Believe in, don't you realize
bother me at all. I keep banging on this wall till it starts giving. And all the doubt that's in your mind, we'll just leave it all behind and go. Hold on, hold on. I can feel it getting better. Hold on, hold on. And be strong. I can feel it getting better. Can you feel it getting better? Afraid to make a move. You don't want to show your groove or even fake it. And overthinking all the time. You're gonna lose your mind if you can't make it. Hold on. Hold on. I can feel it getting better. Hold on. Hold on and be strong. I can feel it getting better. I can see it getting better. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I can feel it getting better. Can you feel it getting better? If you could only see all that I can see in your eyes.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, and we're highlighting tonight are our beautiful and awesome cancer survivors, breast cancer survivors, and other areas as well. Tonight, though, we're talking about breast cancer surviving and what that's all about tonight as well on Power Connections. So we're excited about that, ladies and gentlemen. So we're going to be bringing on our wonderful guests here in a few minutes, but I want to let you know the theme tonight and the topic is breast cancer survivor. And our wonderful, wonderful guest is going to be Ms. Marquita Bass. We're going to be going through her bio, some statistics about breast cancer. We're going to have some question answers session there as well. Just going to have a good time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hey, this is the Cancer Awareness Network as well. And we are excited about talking about breast cancer tonight. We want to thank you guys for joining us on the network. So we want to give you guys a hand. Everybody's listening right now. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's get started, guys. Let's get started real quick. The number 347-843-4559, where you can call and listen to our wonderful guests and the programming as well. Once again, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections. Well, somebody says, well, what's Power Connections, Kevin? Power Connections is all about bringing in powerful people like Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen, and that talk about her life, talk about the things that she's gone through concerning breast cancer. Guess what, guys? She's also an awesome author. We're going to talk about that. She has a wonderful book out as well, so we'll be talking about that. And her website, we're going to be talking about that, how to get to it. So get ready, get ready, get ready. So we thank you so much for joining us. But most of all, guys, you know, God wants you to hold on. God will never leave you or forsake you, ladies and gentlemen. So I want you all to know that God will always be with you no matter what. Come on. Yeah. Yeah, I got to give credit. Yeah, I got to give credit to the songs and Rachel Platten. I just happened to find that on YouTube. Rachel Platten called the fight song concerning cancer survivors. And then Hold On, a message of hope for cancer patients as well. That was a nice little song. I hope you all enjoyed that. And those are available on YouTube as well. Hey, let's get started, guys. We've got to get this thing rolling here as well. Hey, this is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections, and we're going to keep it moving here. And we want to go ahead and make sure that keep you up to date, keep you involved, and also to keep you in prayer, but also to keep you in the know, right, on information and items that you need to know, you know, information and areas of that relate to cancer, for surviving that you can learn about too as well. So we want to help you in that area and get you involved in that. So we're excited about that. Hey, first of all, let's talk about some stats real quick as well. And for those who are interested too, I want to get real quick. Let's give you our guests for those who may be online. A lot of you should be online right now, right? But if you guys go to Marquita Bass, I'm going to spell it out, MarquitaBass.com. That's MarquitaBass, BASS.com. That's MarquitaBass.com. That's our website, guys. I want you guys to check that out. Order the book, get in touch with her. I'm sure she does speaking engagements as well. I didn't ask her yet, but I'm sure she speaks different events as well. So give her a call. That's MarquitaBass.com. And guys, if you need more information about that, you can give me a call. I'll make sure Marquita gets the information from me. You can give me a call at 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, let's get started, guys. We want to get this rolling. We want to appreciate and take care of your time as well. But let's talk about breast cancer a little bit, okay? Do you think about your risks of getting breast cancer? We're going to talk about that too, some of the reasons for it that we know of as well later on. According to the American Cancer Society, 1 in 8, this is 12%, women will get breast cancer in her lifetime. Wow. In 2019, it is estimated that 333,530 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States and approximately 2 million women worldwide. Wow, just incredible. Breast cancer is not one disease. This is an important fact that women need to understand. Triple negative breast cancer, TNBC, is an aggressive subtype with a poor diagnosis. There are 4 or 6 subtypes of triple negative, and each one may respond differently to therapeutic agents. Wow. Yet, oncologists treat early stage as one disease in a clinical setting because of the chemotherapy is the only option. Wow, that's just some stats. And I'm sure you can look up more information about breast cancer, ladies and gentlemen, online or check with your doctor. Okay, this is not a, we're not a doctor program. So check with your doctor on anything you may hear about today. Hey, I want to talk about the book of our wonderful, wonderful guest coming up too as well, ladies and gentlemen. The book is titled The Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer, TNBC. That's our author and guest tonight, Marquita Bass, coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, so I wanted to share that with you real quickly, but we're going to talk about this awesome, awesome book quickly here in a little while, but I want to give you some background about that as well. And then we're going to do our bio as well, okay? All right. So Orange is the New Pink. My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer is a heartfelt story that will make you laugh, cry, think, and hopefully inspire you to make an effort to understand your risk for getting breast cancer. The story is about Marquita's journey to survival, which involves shock, sadness, fear, laughter, vanity, sexuality, triumph, God, family, friends, and a wonderful medical profession. Wow. The need for targeted treatment for early stage TNBC, the importance of being your own advocate, whether it is in prevention or treatment of breast cancer, and also talks about the book, Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer, The Power of a Mother's Love. Oh, wow. Power of a Mother's Love. I know that's powerful right there. Hey, let me read a little bit of our wonderful guest tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Marquita Bass is an emerging writer who lives in the great city of Atlanta, Georgia. Hallelujah for that. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, she works in a business risk, works as a business risk advisory consultant. She received her BBA degree from Emory University and has an MBA from Mercer University. Smart lady. Ms. Bass has 2 degrees from State of Georgia University, a master's of professional accountancy and a master of science in information systems audit and control. See, I told you guys, she's a smart lady, boy. I love it. Her goal is to educate women about the different types of breast cancer, right? She believes women should understand and manage their breast cancer risk factors to possibly avoid breast cancer diagnosis. It's all about education, ladies and gentlemen. Not only that, it's all about education and training. Well, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe, if you would, as I open up the mic for Marquita, welcome Marquita Bass to the Power Connections. Marquita, welcome.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you. Wow. Hi. What an introduction. Thank you very much.
How are you doing?
I am fantastic.
Yes, every day, Kevin,
when I wake up, I'm fantastic.
Yes, you are. You absolutely are. We thank God for you because God created you. Ain't nobody like you, Marquita, on the planet.
Well, thank you.
Amen. That's just the facts, ma'am. Just the facts, ladies and gentlemen. I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let's get started. Welcome to Power Connection with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, call-in guest here is Marquita Bass, author and a breast cancer survivor. Well, first of all, Marquita, let's talk about, if you don't mind, just any opening comments. You know, there's a lot going on the planet today, a lot happening all over the place. I mean, we can pick a topic on anything and talk about it probably right now. But we're going to be talking about breast cancer, ladies and gentlemen, tonight and her journey and her background and so forth. But, Marquita, before we get started, any opening statement, anything you'd like
sure.
to say for people out there? Yeah.
Absolutely. Again, I want to thank you for the opportunity to engage with your listeners.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always excited when I can share my story. And more importantly, Kevin, I want to encourage others to be healthy.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
You know, I want to encourage individuals to advocate for themselves when it comes to talking to doctors, making decisions about treatment options, and just simply being happy. And I have to say, I do not possess the education, certifications, or the credentials to give medical advice. That is not why I'm here.
That's
my only goal is to encourage individuals to have the knowledge to empower you to be healthy and to make good decisions when it comes to treatment options. That's my only goal here. And also, I want to walk through my journey with triple-negative breast cancer. It's a very aggressive form of breast cancer, Kevin, that disproportionately affects African-American women, and we're dying.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned in, when you were introducing me, there's only one treatment available for triple-negative breast cancer.
Wow.
Whereas for other types of breast cancers, there are targeted treatments.
Right. Wow.
And that's very, that's just really very unfortunate.
Yeah.
Also, breast cancer is not one disease, and triple-negative breast cancer has subtypes, and doctors treat everybody the same, which is unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what inspired me to write my book. In order
Amen.
To let people know, you know, it's not one disease.
Exactly. Wow, that's great. Thank you so much, Marquita, for that opening statement there on the area. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with my wonderful guest, Marquita Bass. She's a survivor, a breast cancer survivor. We're talking about that today, and she also has a wonderful book. We'll be talking about that more later on as well. Well, Marquita, first of all, let's get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about your background, you know, where you were born, raised, and a little bit about you and your journey to where we're at today. So tell us about you a little bit.
Absolutely. I am a native Atlantan. I'm a Georgia peach. I've always lived in the Atlanta.
Wonderful.
That is very rare.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
I was raised in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
I have five other siblings, very wonderful parents. Grew up in the city. I went to college here. I didn't go away to college. I got my undergraduate degree at Emory. I have one son, Christopher, who I talk about in the book. He really inspired me to really fight for my life.
Yeah.
And
I'm
an animal lover, and I just enjoy life. I enjoy people.
Absolutely. Yeah, we feel that passion in your voice today, and we thank you so much for being with us today in this area. You know, Marquita, one thing is exciting. You know, one thing we got to do is encourage people. And, you know, one thing we love to do on this network is to bring people together, first of all, like minds, but definitely people we need each other. You know that? We need each other. We need to encourage each other. We need to talk. We need to share. and just have, you know, have some times where we can just know that we're there for you, you know? So that's very important today, is to communicate with other people. Is that improving a little bit among the area where people do have cancer at any level? Are people connecting with them and encouraging them, or is it something you got to seek out for help?
That is something you have to seek out help. And also, cancer survivors have to talk to each other.
Yeah.
Kevin, unfortunately, until I wrote my book, and I'm really not proud of this, I didn't talk about my cancer very much. I'm not going to say my cancer, I'm not going to own it, the cancer very much.
Right.
I didn't talk about it very much. I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit told me, you know, I did not bring you through this for you to keep your story to yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And that inspired me to write my book.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, Marquita, about that. Let's talk about, let's go back in time and talk about that, because we want families to connect with, say, for example, I'm just going to use me today. If I had a situation, what should I do? I mean, should I, you know, your doctor says this is going on. And can you kind of tell us what we should be doing with our family and friends, not just hold it in? And let them know later on, after it gets to a certain stage. But what should the conversation be if I got diagnosed with breast cancer? What should I be doing? I shouldn't just hold it in, should I? Or should I be talking to my mom, dad, siblings? Let's talk about that.
You should talk to anyone who will listen. But more importantly, you have to have a very straightforward conversation with your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I've met women and they told me they were diagnosed with breast cancer, Kevin, and they can't tell me what type of breast cancer. They've gone through it. They can't tell me what type. It's very important to, first of all, understand what type of breast cancer you have.
Okay.
You know, we talk about breast cancer is not one disease. So understand the type of breast cancer you have and the stage of your breast cancer.
Gotcha.
Because the stage of the breast cancer determines, you know, what treatment options you have. For example, if it's early stage, the likelihood of survival is greater.
Right.
If it's later stage, you know, your treatment options may be more aggressive. So understand your cancer. That's the number one thing I tell individuals. And also, get a second opinion. If you can afford to get a second opinion, get a second opinion.
Exactly. That's good. I'm glad you mentioned that, because most of us like to get, I encourage people to get third opinion. You know, it just depends on the situation, but at least get three opinions before you make a decision for your body, if you will. So that's good. So also too, Marquise, so we're talking about.
I got your opinion.
Yeah, go ahead.
I went to three different oncologists I made a decision about my treatment.
Now your doctors do tell you your type and your stage. Is that correct? They tell you, the people, right? They tell the patient, right? They do tell them
that. The doctor, they tell you, but when you are in the doctor's office, I don't know if you always hear everything. So I advise cancer patients to get a copy of their pathology report. Get a copy of your report.
There you go. Yeah, that's
what
I was getting at.
And read the pathology report and ask questions about it.
Yeah. Well, let's talk. Yeah, go ahead, ma'am.
I was going to say, you have to own your decision-making, and you have to own your journey in collaboration with your doctor. But ultimately, you have to own the decisions and understand the side effects, the benefits, and everything. And unfortunately, a lot of people just blindly, you know, follow the doctor. And if you're comfortable in that space, that's fine.
Yeah.
But
I would just
advise people to get as much information, to learn as much as you can.
Absolutely. I love it. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those just joining us on the network, Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, we have an awesome guest, Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about her survival, but also her book as well, Marquita Bass, Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. And we're talking about this in detail tonight on the network. So thank you so much for that, Marquita. That's powerful. So that's good. So, you know, Marquita, one thing I was thinking about, let's talk, if you don't mind, let's talk about the emotional thing that goes through our brains and bodies and whatever as well. Can we talk about that? What would you say to those who may be listening that may have been diagnosed at whatever level or stage? What's the emotional? How do you balance the emotional side of it? I mean, are you supposed to go somewhere and cry it out, or get with mom and them? Or, you know, I don't know. What would you say on the emotional side when you hear stuff like this?
The emotion. I heard an oncologist say recently that the emotional aspects of breast cancer for some women is insurmountable.
Yeah.
You know, that speaks volumes.
Yeah.
And it's very devastating news. You know, when the doctor, I can remember when I was diagnosed, Kevin, I was at work.
Mm-hmm.
I was a project manager at the time. I was working, you know, on a very, very high exposure project at work. And I went to a private area. And when the doctor said, it's a cancer, it was just very surreal.
Yes.
And the thing about, one takeaway for women and for men, because men get breast cancer also.
Yes.
Allow yourself to feel whatever you feel. Do not allow other people to tell you, because people have, you know, opinions and everything. Oh, you're going to be okay. You know, just pray. I pray. I'm a praying woman. But allow yourself to experience your emotions and whatever you're feeling. Allow
Absolutely.
It. It's natural. It's normal. It's devastating.
Yeah.
But you will get through it.
Exactly. I love it. And you may have to step out of the room, especially if you're, you know, out, not home. You may have to step out of the room to make that happen. So y'all use your judgment on that, right, Marquita? They can't just be start getting all willy-nilly in the middle of a meeting, I'm sure. But it's good to step out and then have your time with yourself for a minute. Does that make sense?
You know, everybody's different. I agree with you. Whatever you need to do
Exactly. Wow. I love it. Hey, you know, Mark, what I was thinking about, too, I want to back up a little bit, and I'm not a doctor or a scientist in this area, but I wanted to ask you about how does cancer, the breast cancer specifically we're talking about, how does it, have they diagnosed where, how it gets started, how it starts, whether it's the first stage or whatever, do they talk about that, the doctors and oncologists talk about potential causes, if you will, that's what I was getting at, in that area? Have they talked about that?
Well, when you're diagnosed, most doctors are focused on, okay, your treatment, let's get through this.
Yeah.
It's rare that doctors tell, you know, say, well, X, Y, or Z may have caused your cancer. That's not the focus.
Okay.
And the important thing, Kevin, that I think that we should talk about is there are breast cancer risk factors.
Okay.
And some types of breast cancers may be preventable. For example, some breast cancer responds to female hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So I advise women and men, because, like I said, men get breast cancer also, know your breast cancer risk factors.
Gotcha.
For example, it could run in your family, obesity. There are certain things that are controllable risk factors. There are some risk factors that you can't control. But I went to a conference recently, and the oncologist was like, prevention is the number one thing you can do when it comes to breast cancer. No one knew, and I don't think a lot of people know, that you may be able to prevent breast cancer.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was getting at, kind of understanding a little bit for those who are listening around the globe there. And I was thinking about, too, Marquita, is the assessment. Does doctors, oncologists, do they assess you early? Say, for example, just getting a physical. Through your doctor, how's that? Do they assess you for the risks, or you have to ask for the assessment for this area? You know, for example, if I go to the doctor today, and ask, you know, with the knowledge that you gave me, can I ask for a risk assessment for cancer for me, for my doctor?
How does that work? If you have a good internist as a male, he or she should ask you your family history, and if you had a woman or a female in your family with breast cancer, that should determine, you know, what's suggested. So your family history is key. And also women over a certain age, generally at age 40, just start getting mammogram screenings. They just start screening women at 40.
Gotcha.
You know, there was some, you know, there was some conversation about, is that too early? But I think most doctors agree that women should start getting screenings at age 40. And earlier, if you have a family history of breast cancer, or you have certain genetic, certain genes that may cause breast cancer.
Gotcha. Well, that's good. Yeah, because I wanted to, we're talking prevention as well. And a lot of times you don't hear about the steps, you know, the steps to get there. For example, when you get your physical, what you should be asking. I know the physical doesn't look for that, but you got to be knowledgeable enough, right, and have enough information to ask the question so you can go see an oncologist and then go get the right checks early. Now, the question is, too, Marquita, should that be done every year, every 6 months, just on a regular basis, even for men and women? Should we go? How does that work?
Well, everyone should do self-exams. You
okay.
should know your breast, men and women, because mm-hmm. oftentimes, you know, we find lumps first. So that just should be a part of something you do monthly,
mm-hmm.
examine your breast, self-exam.
Gotcha.
And also for prevention, you know, just research on your own, because everyone
mm-hmm.
may have different risk factors when it comes to prevention.
Right.
You know,
great.
It could be different things. So you want to learn the risk factors on your own. What are the risk factors for breast cancer, and which risk factors apply to me? And start
mm-hmm.
to manage those factors before a diagnosis.
Fantastic. I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, all around the world, we're talking about a wonderful person here, Marquita Bass, on a serious topic. Ladies and gentlemen, breast cancer. Marquita, ladies and gentlemen, is a survivor, ladies and gentlemen, of cancer. And not only that, ladies and gentlemen, she has an awesome book out called Orange is the New Pink. We're going to be talking about that in the next half here. My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. And we're just so happy she's with us and taking some time to talk about this serious topic, not just for women, it's for men as well. And we want you guys to be knowledgeable, to take action, and also to understand what is going on the network. That is powerful. Marquita, you know, I love the information that you're sharing with us today, and we trust that people are going to look it up. Matter of fact, most of this information, they could look up online. Is that correct, pretty much, you know, prior to going to a doctor?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, the American Cancer Society,
mm-hmm.
they have information on risk factors that you can control, risk factors that
mm-hmm.
you cannot control. A lot of this information you can find online. You just have to really consider the source
yeah.
also. But,
absolutely.
You know, websites like breastcancer.org,
mm-hmm.
very good information on breast cancer. That's a website that I actually use a lot. That's a reference
yeah.
I wrote my book.
Fantastic. That's great.
What
about WebMD? Does WebMD help a little bit?
Well, I think that's a very reputable place that you can go for information.
Mm-hmm.
But for breast
okay.
cancer, I just really think breastcancer.org is a, you know,
yeah.
that's what they
right.
specialize in, is breast cancer.
Fantastic.
And the American Cancer Society also have good information.
Awesome. Now, as far as our oncologists, for the doctor, you can do your research there as well, right, online, to find out the top doctors in that area. Is that how does that work with the doctors? Because if someone says, I need to find a doctor, what's the best method there, Marquita, for that area?
Well, you can start online, but word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
I think
okay.
as far as a good oncologist,
mm-hmm.
what has helped me is to talk to people who've gone to certain oncologists and
yes.
word of mouth. Because the important thing is, does that oncologist listen to you? You can't
mm-hmm.
really determine that by looking online. And what's the relationship
mm-hmm.
with that oncologist has with his or her patient? And
mm-hmm.
for me, I just really advise people to talk to other people who've had to go to an oncologist, and also
yes.
talk to your primary care physician. They may have good referrals for you. But I'm a big proponent of word of mouth when it comes to oncology.
Yeah.
And again, you can look online at ratings, but I think
yeah.
word of mouth
yeah.
is a good way to find a good oncologist.
Yeah, I think you're right on that, Marquita, no doubt about it. So you're saying, I know for Atlanta area, are there support groups that you could trust that you can go to for that, like that type of information? Does that make sense? Is that the right question, too, on that, where you can go to a support group for those who are survived and then get information that way, or just for support groups that service the area or service the city? Is that available, too, as well?
You know, I love technology.
Okay.
Because I agree with
yeah.
you. You can go to local support groups. However,
mm-hmm.
Kevin, there are
yeah.
so many online support groups. And
oh,
the
really?
Good thing about the online support groups is
mm-hmm.
that you get information from individuals around the globe.
Right.
So, you know, the depth of knowledge is just, like, incredible.
Yeah. Could be overwhelming, too, I guess.
Support groups. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I
yeah,
actually took advantage of an online support group where I learned a lot of information, because you get to hear from different
yeah, exactly.
patients from around the world, and they may
yeah.
know of treatment options that someone in Atlanta may not know about.
Right. Exactly. Because there's new research coming out, I guess, new techniques, if you will, things like that are coming out, technology, whatever. So that's good to stay abreast of what that all about. But you said the breast cancer website is probably the best one. Is that American Breast Cancer website? That's probably the best one to start.
Breastcancer.org, I think, yeah, it's a very good place for women to go, yeah, to get information. And I found the information to be very credible.
Yeah.
And, you know, it covered the spectrum of different types of treatment.
Yeah.
And I just found
Absolutely.
That to be a very good place. But I
Absolutely.
Want to say one thing real quickly on research.
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. When you read about breast cancer, oftentimes the research is talking about, or when people talk about breast cancer, it's talking about hormone-positive breast cancer. And that breast cancer affects maybe 8% of women. Symptomatic breast cancer, unfortunately, the research, most of the research, not all of it, tends to look at triple negative as one disease, and it isn't.
Right.
And that's
yeah.
one of the challenges as far as coming up with a targeted treatment, because how can you treat something if you don't know what you are treating, if you don't know the molecular makeup of your cancer?
Gotcha. Right. Exactly. That's powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, my wonderful guest, Marquita Bass. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about her journey, also to her wonderful book, Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. Also, too, Marquita, I want to talk, before we go to break here, I wanted to talk about our teenagers a little bit for those family members, you know, moms and dads that have teenagers at the house as well, and or maybe in college as well. Is this area affecting them a little bit, or what should be done? What should be talked about here a little bit for teenagers?
Oh, wow, Kevin, I'm glad you mentioned that, because particularly hormone-positive breast cancer, it takes years for that type of cancer to grow. And if that cancer feeds on hormones, like female hormones, you know, the food that we eat affects our hormone system, our endocrine system.
Yes, it does.
So
I'm
not a doctor, but I would encourage parents to start thinking about the food that they feed their kids early on in order to prevent, you know, illness and any type of cancer.
Yeah.
So I think
it's a
lifestyle that we need to think about for our kids as teenagers. That's a very good question. I'm glad you mentioned that. Because oftentimes we don't think about breast cancer in the doctor's office.
Yeah, exactly. I'm all about prevention. My background is quality, and we're all about prevention and determining root causes and all that stuff. But if we can prevent, like you said early, but you got to have information. You also got to have knowledge, but also you got to take action. So it could be as much as the diet, you know. So we got to educate. Now, our children may not follow everything we tell them, of course, but at the same time, we have to monitor that somehow while they're in our household, whether they're until they, you know, get old enough to take over there. But the point is that we've got to encourage that, ladies and gentlemen. So if you have children, teenagers specifically, going to college, you want to make sure they get checked up with a full-type physical is what I'm getting at, I guess, Marquita, on that. So I don't know what that looks like because I'm not a doctor either, but we want to make sure your children are covered and have a good checkup, if you will, before they go out into the world as much as we can in that area. Wow, I love it. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections. We've been talking to and continue to talk to Marquita Bass on her wonderful journey, her new book. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. Well, Marquita, we're going to take a pause for the cause. You know, we always got to pay some bills around here, so we're going to have a quick audio break, not real long, but we'll be back with you in a few minutes. On Power Connections. You guys hold on and get ready. You guys tell somebody, at least 10 more people, that Marquita Bass is on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, and we'll be right back with you in a few minutes after this wonderful broadcast. Thank you. Hold on.
BioMD Plus offers a unique line of CBD products that combines the best science with the finest organic and natural ingredients, engineered to deliver powerful relief and relaxation. Live the life you deserve with BioMD Plus. To help support My Health, Your Health, use the coupon code MLT30 for 30% off at BioMDPlus.com. Once again, to help support My Health, Your Health, use the coupon code MLT30 for 30% off at BioMDPlus.com.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're back on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn and my wonderful guest, Marquita Bass. Ladies and gentlemen, we are so excited about her being with us. And we're going to bring in, talk now on the second half here about her wonderful, wonderful book, Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. Hey, guys, I also want you to go to her website as well. And I want to give you that once again for those listening around the globe. Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen, that's Marquita Bass, Bass, all together. com, Marquita Bass. If you got any troubles there getting to it, give me a call at 404 or text me 404-401-0233. Well, let's talk about this awesome book that came out of your heart there, Marquita, if you don't mind. This new Orange is a New Pink. You know I'm gonna have to ask you about that Orange is a New Pink. What's that mean?
You have to read the book.
Yeah, gotta read the book. Well, you hear that, guys?
You have to read the book. There is actually an oncologist helped me. He didn't tell me the title, but because of an experience I had in the oncologist's office, I came up with the title.
I love it. Well, that's wonderful. Good. You hear that, guys? You got to get the answer. You got to read the book. I love it. That's a good way to do it. Well, okay, let's talk. Let's go back in time and say what inspired you, or when did that light come on for the book, and how did you get started?
Okay, just very quickly, I just want to tell my story really quickly.
Yeah.
I was diagnosed in 2012 with breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, triple negative breast cancer is very aggressive. And less than a month after I had my surgery, my aunt died from the same type of breast cancer that I had. She died from triple negative breast cancer. And what inspired me to write this book, Kevin, I want to motivate and educate.
There you go.
And also, I want people to know that there's not, breast cancer is not one disease to advocate for your health. And I really want to push the research community to start to do more research on the different subtypes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I have met so many women with triple negative breast cancer, they don't know their different subtypes. I understand that they're not treating some different subtypes, but knowledge is power. And some subtypes are more aggressive than others. So what motivated me was to share knowledge, was to educate. And I'm a very private person, Kevin. So for me to write a book and to talk about my medical history, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Definitely was inspired by God for me to do this.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Absolutely. Yeah, that's the only time we get the courage to do what we need to do is when he says, okay, get on, get it done. I'm with you.
I agree with you. And that's what happened.
Amen. That's powerful. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections with Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen, author of the book we're talking about, Orange is the New Pink. We want to encourage you to get that through her website. Also, too, Marquita, I was going to ask you, is it on other ways, for example, Amazon? Can you tell us how to get to the book as well?
Oh, absolutely. As you mentioned, through my website, also Amazon. And also, it's in electronic format. Also, you can get it for your Kindle through Amazon.
Fantastic. That's great. Well, I'm thinking about it, too, Marquita. I know some organizations may be listening. And do you go out and speak as well? Do you have speaking engagements you like to go to and things like that? Do you do those?
Oh, yes. I am available. You can contact me through my website. But I would love the opportunity to visit different organizations to talk about, not just about my journey, but to just talk about breast cancer in general.
Absolutely. And she'll give you some great information, too, as well. It's kind of steer you in the right direction. Marquita will give you great information on that, ladies and gentlemen, as well. So I want you guys to have organizations, associations, and groups to give her a call and book her for this important information. Just incredible. Wow. You know, one thing I wanted to ask you too, okay, how long did it take you to write the book when you first started? How long did it take to get to the ending?
It took a year and a half, Kevin. Because you know how you start and you kind of stop.
Yeah, we all do that.
My editor reminded me that I had three different drafts of the book because I really wanted the book to read. I wanted it to be an easy read. And not only I didn't want to tell my story, but I wanted to give information also.
Yeah.
And I want to empower women, because you can apply the principles that I applied to my journey to any facet of your life or any type of disease. So I really want to empower people to take control of their health.
Yes.
So it took about a year and a half to write the book.
Well, that's great. Well, we're so glad you stuck with it, because some people are still like, kept the first draft, and that's all they have right now. So it's so important. I'm so glad you finished it, you know. So who inspired you?
Amen.
Who inspired you? I know, because you got to have some motivation. Sometimes it's, just you and God. But what kept you going?
I know this may sound rhetorical, but it was God. And it was the other thing that kept me going is it's very painful, Kevin, to see so many women die from triple negative breast cancer.
Right.
And the information is out there. It's not complete. That was my main inspiration.
Yeah.
I wanted to put complete information out there. And the information in my book comes from, like, medical journals, not from WebMD. My information comes also from medical journals. But I want complete information to be out there, not just about triple negative breast cancer, but any type of breast cancer.
That's correct. That's great.
That was my goal.
I love it. You know, one thing I'm thinking about real quickly as you're talking is what is missing today so that hinders us from getting this information out? What's happening? I mean, what's not happening, I guess, is the question. What do you think we need to do more of?
I can't go there with you. I can't go there.
I hear you, sis. I know.
You know, I'm not sure. I think having, ignorance is bliss. And oftentimes, if you're not affected by something, why think about it? I think that's just human nature.
Yeah,
and I think there are some other dynamics that, may be missing.
Yeah.
But, my goal is to just reach as many people as I can.
Absolutely. And I know there's some great work going on around the globe. Don't get me wrong. We're not taking that from anybody. Plus, they have cancer.
No.
I think it's in – huh?
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of great work going around.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of great work. So we want to give credit to that. And plus, the cancer awareness is what, in the end of the year or something, or October, I can't remember exactly, but cancer awareness, they have that every year. Yeah, in October, good. Yeah, so we have that going on, so we want to applaud everybody who works hard and is still working hard, diligently, because I know some nurses, I know some doctors that are in this area, and we just take our hands off and hats off, clap our hands and take our hats off to you guys as well in this area. So thank you for all you do out there for those who are in this area of cancer research, cancer awareness, and taking care of the patients right now, even today as we speak. Somebody is battling this area. So that is powerful. Wow. I love it. Well, one thing.
To have good doctors, too.
Yeah, exactly. That's so fun. Now, how'd you find your doctors real quickly? It's just kind of, how'd you come up to the doctors that you got finally? How'd that work for you, Marquita?
Unfortunately, as I mentioned earlier, my aunt also had triple negative breast cancer at the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Therefore, I ended up going to the facility and using the oncologist that she used.
Yes.
I chose another breast surgeon through word of mouth. Another lady who was at the same facility had gone to the breast surgeon. But it was, word of mouth. My aunt was at, I can say I got my treatment at Emory University. My aunt was also there. And also the location. Also, another thing with breast cancer is that if possible, you want an institution, you want a research hospital if you have one near you.
Absolutely.
Because
thank you so much.
They know about treatment options that may not be available everywhere. So if you have a research hospital near you, that would be a good option too, to choose a practitioner who's a part of a research hospital.
Amen. Awesome. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, for those listening all around the globe or just joining us, this is Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn. Our wonderful, beautiful guest is Marquita Bass. Ladies and gentlemen, she has an awesome book. She's an author, survivor. But the book is called Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer. You know, right now, Marquita, I think we got a mutual friend that's on the line, I hope, still with us. And she may have a few questions there. Are we ready for the questions there as well?
Yes.
Amen. How you doing, Miss Deb?
I am fine.
Welcome.
This is Deborah Adams. I am the co-founder of the Letitia Coleman Foundation.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask Marquita about her book. I read her book, and it's a great book. So,
wow.
Kevin,
wow.
You got to get it.
Yes.
But my
yes.
question, since I lost my daughter to breast cancer, she was 32.
Yes.
She was a young
yes.
woman.
Yes.
And I see in your book, in chapter 9, one of your sections is, why does triple negative breast cancer typically affect younger women?
Mm.
So I just wanted to know, what is the percentage of younger women that is diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer? Because Leticia had DCIS.
Okay. Mm. Now, I'm not sure of the exact percentage for younger women, but one percentage that I'm very clear on is
mm-hmm.
for African-American women, 30 to 40% of African-American women who are diagnosed with cancer will be diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. That's very important for women to know. Now, I want to clarify, other women also get triple negative breast cancer. I lost a very close friend, not African-American, to triple negative breast cancer. But a key point that I want to make is a high percentage of African-American women who are diagnosed with breast cancer are diagnosed with triple negative or aggressive form of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Also, there's a doctor, Lisa Newman, who's done a lot of work in the area, and
mm-hmm.
she went back to Africa, and it
mm-hmm.
seems like there may be some genetic predisposition for African-American women to get triple negative breast cancer because
mm-hmm.
of the slave trade. She's in Ghana. That's on the west side of Africa. So there's,
yes.
She's done research on that connection
mm-hmm.
with, hereditary and African-American women and African-American women as far as triple negative
mm-hmm.
breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow, that's
thank
great.
You for that. I have one more question.
Yes.
One more question.
Yes.
I was told that breast cancer and prostate cancer is the same gene. So what do you feel about that?
Yeah. There are different breast cancer genes. Typically, if you hear about genetic component for breast cancer, you hear about BRCA. But now there are other genes that have been identified as breast cancer genes. And actually, Deborah, there has been some research. I found this research on breastcancer.org where
mm-hmm.
there was an article that said that breast cancer risks are 14% higher in women with first-degree relatives who have been diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Mm.
So there is some type of correlation there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
If your father has prostate cancer, you guys may want to think about the risk of breast cancer in the daughters or your children.
Right.
So
yeah,
there's research. I don't know if it's conclusive, but there is some research that links, that said that maybe some correlation between breast cancer and prostate cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And we know prostate cancer is very common in the African American community.
Yeah, wow. Absolutely. That's great.
Leticia's dad did have prostate cancer.
Okay.
So I tried to link those two together.
Okay.
And
mm-hmm.
I found that out since she's been gone.
Okay.
But I just wanted to check it out.
Awesome.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah, great questions, Deborah. Thank you so much for that as well. And as Deborah was talking too, Marquita, I was thinking about genetic cancer screening. Is that something that you recommend, that people recommend to get any type of screening at the genetic level? Does that help us any?
Oh, absolutely. If you have a relative with
mm-hmm.
breast cancer, you
mm-hmm.
need to get the screening. But what's very important here, the point that I want to make, now, genetic testing is affordable. Years
mm-hmm.
ago, it was not. But now,
mm-hmm.
it's very affordable. Also, it's very important because there are other genes that have been identified
mm-hmm.
that
mm-hmm.
may put you at risk for breast cancer. Like I mentioned earlier, before it was BRCA. You have a lot about BRCA. But now, when I was diagnosed, I was tested for maybe 30 to maybe 45 other breast cancer genes. And I don't know if people really realize that there are other genes that are also associated with breast cancer.
No, yeah, exactly. I know there's eight categories. At least eight categories, but then within the eight categories, I don't know where that breaks down at. There's a lot of stuff in there. Wow. Just incredible. So it's all about research, though, Marquita, isn't it? Pretty much just doing your research and getting with the right people.
Knowledge is power.
Yes, it is.
You know,
yes,
knowledge is power. And I understand sometimes, you know, if you haven't been affected, you don't know anyone, it's easy. But breast cancer, is any type of cancer, is not something that you want to try to read up on after a diagnosis. And
that's
the
right.
number one risk factor for breast cancer is having breasts.
Right.
So I think every, I would like every woman to just take that to heart and manage her risk factors.
Absolutely. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, you're on Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, our wonderful guest, Marquita Bass. We're promoting and talking about her book, Orange is the New Pink, My Battle with Triple Negative Breast Cancer, is her new book, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, for those callers online right now, if you press star one, if you have a question or a comment on the topic of breast cancer tonight for Marquita, we'll get to take you on as well. If you would, press star and one, we'll put you in the queue, okay? And I believe we have another caller, Marquita, so hold on 1 second. And caller, you're online with Marquita. Thank you so much for being with us today. God bless you. Last four digits, 9215, you're live on the air. God bless you.
Hi, thank you, Kevin, for this show. And Marquita, thank you for speaking. It's been really informational. I have two questions for you. You mentioned how do you prevent breast cancer. I've never heard that before. And can you explain that a little bit more?
Absolutely. And thank you for your question. It's a very good question. First, I don't want to give the impression that all breast cancers can be prevented. But there are some controllable risk factors that women need to be aware of. For example, breast cancer has been associated with obesity, with lack of exercise, with alcohol consumption, and again, you know, genetic predisposition. So those are things that if you know those are risk factors for you that you may want to address and manage. So there are some controllable risk factors. And also the American Cancer Society website, they list controllable risk factors for breast cancer. And I suggest that you go to the website and look at it.
And the website is breast cancer. What's the website?
The American Cancer Society.
Okay.
If you go to their website and just put in breast cancer risk factors, the information is there for you. And there are – you have – risk factors you can't control, but there are some that you can control.
Okay. You know, I've never heard before that if your father had prostate cancer, the chances of the daughter, first generation, having breast cancer is higher than if the father did not have breast cancer.
And I agree with you. I learned about this information actually this past October at a conference on breast cancer surgeons. And I found an article on breastcancer.org, and it references a journal, the Cancer Journal, and it says breast cancer risk was 14% higher than average in women with a first-degree relative who had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. Also, it says breast cancer risk was 75% higher than average in women with first-degree relatives who had been diagnosed with breast and prostate cancer. That's really interesting.
Wow. I didn't know that because my father had prostate cancer before he passed away. And I've never heard that before, nor have I ever heard that we could prevent breast cancer. So this is like groundbreaking knowledge that I've never heard before, and I appreciate you sharing that. And I will go in to the American Cancer the American Cancer Society website and look up these risk factors because this is really important information that you're sharing, and I appreciate you being so candid with us because this is a real disease and it's a real issue that, that we have to turn the other cheek. We go get our exams every year, but our doctors just ask us, have you, you know, been doing your self-check? But they don't ever talk about prevention of breast cancer and other risk factors. That's never discussed.
Exactly right. Yep.
Thank you.
Exactly
Absolutely.
Right.
Thank
you. Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much. God bless you. And we're so excited about you being with us tonight. What a great question and a great response there, Marquita. Marquita, I love it. You know, I was just taking some notes here as well as you was talking. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm not a doctor, but we got to, you know, they're promoting a lot of smoking. Again, it's promoting in the system. I'm talking about the media and all that kind of stuff. They're promoting a lot of drinking as well. You just watch the advertisements and all that stuff. Drinking. And the big one is vaping. And I'm not going to get in that. I'll get me too excited if I talk about vaping. So just amazing what's going on there. But anyway, You can, ladies and gentlemen, check your own diet, check your own intake, and know that these are potential areas of risk. I'm not a doctor, but just know that certain things shouldn't be going in your body to help, you know, bring up these type of areas, which includes cancer-related issues. So that's my take on it. That's my little research on that. But back to Marquita. Marquita, you know, time flies when you're having fun with a great guest, you know. So thank you so much for being on Power Connections. I love it.
Thank you for having me, Kevin. Thank you.
I love it. So if you would, give us some takeaways. I wrote down here to ask Marquita about some takeaways and some actions. What do you want us to do? What's some takeaways for tonight? And what actions do you want people to take, both men and women, tonight?
The number one takeaway is to be your own advocate when it comes to your health. Whether it's for cancer or diabetes, be your own advocate and get information and always know the risk factors and the benefits that's associated with any type of treatment. And trust your inner instinct when it comes to treatment.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much. What powerful wisdom, ladies and gentlemen, coming from Marquita Bass. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the author, but most of all, she's a child of God and a survivor. Thank God for that. A new book, Orange is the New Pink. Amen. God bless you. My battle with triple negative breast cancer. And we just thank God for his mercy and grace in bringing you to the network. So we do honor you today. And thank you so much. And also all the callers, thank you so much for your time as well. We want you guys to share this information out through the network as well. And keep it moving so people can hear Marquita's voice and her passion and her background as well. Hey, her website, guys, real quick, I want you guys to share the website. I know all y'all on social media, right? So from Egypt to South Africa, back over through Africa and the whole continent, put that number out or put the website out there, Marquita Bass. That's Marquita Bass, BASS.com. That's her website, ladies and gentlemen. Or you can call me or text me, say, Kev, send me her website. We can do that too, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Power Connections with our marvelous guest, Marquita Bass. I love it. Well, Marquita, we got to get out of here. You know, we got to keep it moving here, man, don't we? We're so excited for you. But any final words there, man, you'd like to say?
Thank you for the opportunity, Kevin, to be on your show. I have a great time. And, you know, look at my website. Send me a you can contact me through my website also. And thank you to everyone who took the time to listen to my story.
Yes, thank you so much. Yeah, you're well-deserving, and we're just so proud that you put it in a book, so proud that you're able to talk about it and share it with others. It only takes one person, right? One life change, it'll be worth it, wouldn't it? So I'm sure hundreds and maybe thousands of lives, amen, will be changed by your wonderful testimony. So thank you so much. And Father God, we thank you for Marquita's life. We thank you for all the callers' lives. We thank you for every listener's life as well, because everything is orchestrated by you. So, Father God, we thank you for precious Holy Spirit. We thank you for Jesus the Christ who saved us from our sins, from the blood of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Father, for that. But we do thank you, God, for who you are and what you are. May we go boldly, Father God, for you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. And may we go forth to your mercy, toward your mercy and your grace. So thank you so much for that, Father God. Thank you so much, Marquita. We're just excited about what God is doing. But we're going to give him all the glory, but we're going to also give God the praise for what we do today as well. God bless you. Marquita, thank you so much. We're going to have you back again. Yes, sir. Thank you. And we'll have you back. This is your network as well. So feel free to come back as whenever you're ready. Okay. If you got another book or maybe even a movie or maybe a film or a play coming out, let me know.
Well, I will.
Amen. God bless you.
Thank you, Kevin.
All right, thank you so much. Take care. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get out of here. This is Kevin Vaughn on Power Connections with our marvelous guest there. We just had Marquita Bass, ladies and gentlemen, on Power Connections. Hey, we're going to leave you with the rest of the song, Hold On, and we'll see you a little later. Hey, if you want to know a little bit more about the network, give me a call, 404-401-0233, 404-401-0233. Hey, enjoy your weekend, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
I can feel it, get it better. Get it better. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. I can feel it getting better. Can you feel it getting better? If you could only see all that I can see in
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this has been Power Connections with Kevin Vaughn, and we're so excited about you being with us. And I do approve this message today, but remember, Jesus loves you. Remember always to always outlove, outforgive, and outserve each other. And we'll see you next time on Power Connections. Have a great rest of the weekend, guys. See you. Bye-bye.